refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Saturday, March 4th. Today's meditation is offered by Father Colin Damuyan. Today's reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark the Evangelist, chapter 2, verses 23 to 28, and chapter 3, verse 1 to 5.
At that time, as Jesus was going through the standing grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to walk along, plucking the ears of grain. But the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and those who were with him were in need and hungry? How he entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and ate the loaves of proposition, which he could not lawfully eat, but only the priests, and how he gave them to those who were with him. And he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.' And again he entered the synagogue, and a man with a withered hand was there, and they were watching him, whether he cured on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, 'Stand up in the midst.' And he said to them, 'Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save a life or destroy it?' But they kept silent. And looking round upon them with anger, and being grieved at the hardening of their hearts, he said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored to health like the other."
Dear brothers and sisters, today is Saturday at the end of the first week of Lent. The readings from today are from the Gospel of Mark, and we hear Jesus being able to defend his disciples before the Pharisees, and then also perform a miraculous healing for the man with the withered hand. In both those accounts, Jesus is not just a rebel doing things to instigate the Pharisees, but he is doing what is right before God. He is doing those things with an authority and an understanding that gives us the courage of true love that will free us from our own fears and mature in faith to trust the living God. I love the story from the German mystic Johannes Trauler. It speaks about his encounter with a beggar. This is all the way the beginning of the 14th century. And Johannes is a Dominican monk that is preaching the word of God. His attention is caught by this beggar who seems to be at peace in spite of the fact that he has nothing. Johannes is asking him, "How did he get to that point?" And the man responds simply, "It is because I trust God with everything, and my will has become truly united with God's will. For that, I am at peace when I'm poor or when I have plenty, when I'm strong or when I'm weak. I just simply follow the Lord." Johannes Trauler is really amazed by that and ask him, "Who is he?" And again, the answer surprises him when the man says, "I am a king." Johannes asks one more question, "And where is your kingdom?" The answer comes, "My kingdom is in my heart." My dear brothers and sisters, as we journey into the season of Lent, may the kingdom of heaven be really in your heart and allow you to experience the love, the mercy, and the continuous present and unconditional love of our God.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Călin Tămâian, reader Anne Fosnot, announcer Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.